This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Candace and Jesse Buettenmuller, well, they come every March from Wakini, Kansas, to the Vision KC High Tech Expo. And Vision KC, they say, is their happy place, therefore shutting down the shop to attend. Their town is so small, it doesn't even have a stoplight. Since we recorded the episode, they changed their name of their business to Old 40 Auto Care. We also discussed the importance of communication with their customers. As a side note, we had a lot of laughs and fun while recording this episode. Thanks to our sponsor, Napa, for providing you this podcast. Accomplish more by starting now. Now, that's the motto of Repair Shop of Tomorrow, a Napa Auto Care exclusively endorsed vendor. RSOT will look at productivity, efficiencies, effective labor rate, average hours per car, labor profit percent, measure and manage labor, and how you can create a stronger net profit. Interested in Repair Shop of Tomorrow? I bet you are. Call 440-545-1230. That's 440-545-1230 for a free 20-minute no-obligation consultation or contact your servicing Napa Auto Parts store. Hey, back at the Vision 2022 studios, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio. And thank you so much to the people of Vision for giving us this corner slot on the expo floor here for the studio. And I don't know how many years in a row it's been, all except for Virtual Vision 21. I'm here with Candace and Jesse Buettenmuller. Hi, guys.
Hi, Carm.
From TJ's Alignment and Repair in Wakini, Kansas.
Yes, sir.
You're a faithful listener to the show. They've been on before. It was Aftermarket Weekly, episode 83, when we not only had you guys on, we had a great discussion, but we also got a tour of your shop. The phenom of this, if you will, husband and wife family. You have one other person that works for you.
Yes. Yeah.
We're talking small shop that knocks it out of the park, busy making money as a business coach. 2,840 people live in your town of Wakini, Kansas.
Yes, sir.
And when I discovered that and I realized how well you were doing and that your town is made up of 900 square miles. Did you tell me that? I can't remember.
The whole county.
The whole county is 900 square miles. Mm-hmm. Your town of 2,800 people is there. Mm-hmm. And you guys earn a living.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal. So go back to the website or look for Aftermarket Weekly 083 and listen to our episode with these guys and or see the tour. Candace and Jesse walked into the studio. Oh, by the way, Tracy's with me.
Hi, everybody.
That's really nice. We have to practice that. Wow. We came in. We carried our lunch in. We hadn't been eating well here because we've just been so busy. Every time we plan on something, we bump into friends, mm-hmm. and we have to stop and say hi and talk. And so when we came in, Jesse and Candace are at the door waiting. And so they came in, and I says, "How you doing?" And Candace says, "Carm, I'm in my
happy place. Vision is my happy place. It is wonderful to be here and to be able to learn with everybody and be able to talk with everybody and see everybody. It is just 8 hours a day in a classroom. I'm sold.
That's it.
Sign me up.
Could you do that 7 days a week?
I think I could. At least for a while. It's just learning and being able to be with people that know more than you, but that want to share that information with you is amazing.
Jesse, how do you handle that energy?
Well, I run the other direction.
Can you tell this is a tale of two cities?
I don't have anything witty to say.
You're not supposed to say anything witty. That's why you're here. She says the witty things. You say, yes, dear, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yes, your hair looks nice, right?
Yep. That's my go-to. If I said something I should have, and she's, what'd you say? Your hair looks nice.
All the time.
Perfect. And so it's a challenge to constantly work it, right? If you're listening and you haven't seen any pictures of Candace yet or you didn't look closely at the graphic for the show, we're talking redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special kind of people, aren't they?
With perfect curls.
Thank you.
Tracy. Oh, see, so she wouldn't. Now, if she wasn't here, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
If I said that, you would have thought weird of me, right?
No.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you're in your happy place.
Yes.
You're learning. I don't even want to stop and say what's on the yellow pad or, you know, how many earmarks have you done and, you know, what's going on and you're, you know, taking all your notes. Mm-hmm. But when you go back, how long does it take to had seen something, you say, we need to do this and implement it? I mean, does it take a while to figure new things out?
It does. You get so much information. You're almost on overload by Sunday. And I mean, Jesse and I have had the conversation on the way home on Sundays. Why do we take Sunday classes? We are like, we feel like we're mush, but I feel like we have to get that next little bit of information, and we need to use the time that we have here the best way that we can. So we'll have conversations on the way home about, you know, hey, what'd you learn? What'd you think? Different things. We kind of debrief after each one of the classes if we get to have lunch together or dinner together, depending on what we're taking. And then when you get back, then you have to kind of make a plan to use this information, because if you just stick it in the bag and stick it in the corner and leave it there, it didn't really help. You have to go back and make a plan and try to get some of this stuff implemented. And you can't do it all at once. You got to pick one thing. I try to pick one thing that is like, because I'm on the front counter, I'm the service advisor, I pick one thing that's a service advisor thing, and I pick one thing that's an owner thing that we can do together.
How long's the drive back?
4 hours.
4 hours. Mm-hmm. Do you talk much, Jesse, to her about the technical stuff you saw, learned?
A little bit. Okay. She wants to know and learn here and there. And
I think it's important. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're on the counter. Mm-hmm. And if there's something, Jesse, do you say, hey, Candace, something that seems to be recurring or a pattern failure on a vehicle, and when someone comes in, you know, she needs to know that stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So we try and do a lot of research before we give answers back to her, and then she'll ask if she has questions about it. But as for implementing the stuff we learn here, you know, we try and get it out as soon as possible, because, well, it's fresh on your mind. And if you have a week, a month to think about it, and then something else has come up and it's gone.
And we've done a lot of shows where, you know, really unbeknownst to me, when we've had shop owners here, did you close the shop? I think we've done 3 or 4 episodes. You would be the fifth if that's all we talked about is mm-hmm. closing the shop. But I think the message is strong. Mm-hmm. I have met so many people. Tracy, when we're out there meeting people, sometimes for the first time, and I said, who are you here with? And they say, my whole shop. My next question is, did you close? Mm-hmm. 25, 30 people that I've met, I've seen, that are podcast alumni, are doing it. Mm-hmm. It seems to me to be the smartest management strategy trend ever, mm-hmm. because the gang comes back and everyone says, we have the biggest March ever. We mm-hmm. always beat last March. It doesn't matter if COVID or... He says they come back, they rally the troops, and then we get together and we talk about what we learned, and when you teach, you learn. So mm-hmm. we make sure that our peoples go to different kind of classes. So kudos to you. You brought your other tech with you?
Yes, sir.
And you're closed, and you closed when? Thursday?
We closed Wednesday at noon and drove here.
And in a small town with probably very limited shops, mm-hmm. They're stranded for automotive service. Any breakdowns, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything other than a flat tire or an oil change.
And there are a couple other shops in the town that can handle a lot of things, but you only have so many hours in a day, and if their schedules are already full and then we close down, they get, you know, the emergencies that somebody else would have been able to handle. I always worry about doing it because I'm like, who am I screwing? Like, who's going to end up stranded and stuck because we decided to do this? But it's so important to put this investment into us and into our people so that we can keep growing and keep providing great service for those people.
It's a high risk, small town, mm-hmm. limited customer base that you're not there for them. Mm-hmm. How many emergency weekend calls would you guys get anyway?
You know, we don't do a lot of that. We try really hard. The weekends are ours. We've got two littles, and we don't do a ton. I have a few from family and friends that do have my personal cell phone number, and I actually helped one of them since we've been here in Vision. I was texting her and pictures and trying to figure out what she needed to do, if she was safe for the weekend or not. So we got her figured out. But, I mean, we filled that stuff on a regular basis. But, yeah, I did have one that she messaged me. She had an oil leak, and she was concerned. So me, I'm like, what do you mean you're going to be closed? That's an inconvenience for me. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's where they're at mostly, because it's an inconvenience for them. We use Mechanic Advisor, and so my regular customers, my customers that are my bread and butter, the ones that I get to see all the time, they actually get a message 2 weeks before Vision that says, hey, we are going to be closed these days. We are going to training to better learn how to serve you and fix your vehicle. If you need something, you need to call me now, so that we kind of avoid getting our regular customers in a bind so that we can get stuff figured out for them. And actually several of them have called me and said, hey, I know you're supposed to be gone, but I want to make an appointment for next week when you get back. Or, hey, I got your message that you guys were going to be gone. Can I come in before then for an oil change, or do I have to wait till after? So that helps too, to give them kind of a heads up about it.
The expo everyone has been waiting for is back. The 2022 NAPA Expo is coming to the Venetian Convention and Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, from July 18th through the 21st. Now, it promises to be the biggest and the best NAPA Expo yet, so gear up for 4 days of business-building excitement, from general sessions and seminars to an enormous trade show that promises more suppliers, more space, and more products than ever before. It's all intended to help keep your business on the road to success. Industry experts will lead dozens of seminars throughout the day, and general sessions will feature speakers from a variety of backgrounds who encourage you to strive for excellence and inspire you to keep your eye on the end game. As for the trade show, with 200 NAPA suppliers and 555,000 square feet of exhibition space, you will use every minute of the double trade show hours to see everything there is to see. Visit with NAPA suppliers about new products and equipment, as well as the latest diagnostic and repair solutions. There will be areas dedicated to brakes, tools and equipment, heavy duty, the NAPA store, and NAPA Auto Care, making it easier for you to locate suppliers on the show floor. The NAPA Auto Care booth will showcase the cornerstone of the NAPA Auto Care program and its elements, including branding and marketing, employee solutions, business management and development, process improvements, and gold certification. In addition to business, there'll be plenty of fun at the 2022 NAPA Expo. The entertainment lineup includes country superstar Keith Urban, American rock band The Goo Goo Dolls, and the always entertaining Spazmatics, delivering the best songs and cool dance steps of the 80s. Hey, in addition to all the learning and networking opportunities, there will also be an amazing lineup of prizes with a variety of vehicles, from ATVs and motorcycles to cars and trucks. For Auto Care Center owners, the 2022 NAPA Expo is a can't-miss event. If you are not a NAPA Expo package holder and are interested in attending, contact your servicing NAPA Auto Parts store. Hey, see you at the 2022 NAPA Expo. You said you had two littles at home. Mm-hmm. How old?
They are 6 and 10. We have two boys, Odin and Ezra. They're a handful. They're boys. They're brothers.
And so when they come to the shop, Jesse, what happens?
So they get a kind of an allowance. They fill up our washer fluid jugs and mix the coolant and sweep and help clean. And we've got some plants they water and fold shop towels and what have you. Just the little stuff they can do on our own vehicles. We let them check the air in the tires and tighten the lug nuts with the torque wrench. And so they really like to do those small things and learn and be out and help with us.
In 12 years, Tracy will be doing an interview with the boys.
There you go.
And they'll come out.
Yay!
And they'll come out here and they'll say, I was in the shop since I was a little boy. Let me tell you what my daddy taught me. So let's talk about a small town in marketing. You guys think you're at a saturation level. There's only so many people. Mm-hmm. This is my customer base and it never grows.
No, I don't, because, you know, it amazes me no matter how much advertising I put out there. I had a family friend. I mean, this lady was at my high school graduation. Her and my mom have been good friends for a lot of years. She calls me and she goes, Candace, do you fix tires? I almost came unglued. I was like, are you kidding me? Everything that I have ever put out says, yes, we fix tires. In the last 5 years that we've owned the shop. And you still are calling and asking me if I fix tires or not? Like, but, do you not read? Or
that's right. Well, you didn't do anything wrong.
No.
You could be as upset as you want. Yeah. But somehow our eyes never went to the words that say we fix tires.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just amazing to me.
Doesn't that remind you that you shouldn't quit doing that? Always be marketing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It really does. Because, you know, it says TJ's alignment and repair out front.
Yeah.
But so many people think all we do is alignments.
Feedback like that, in my opinion, feedback like that is, what can I learn from it?
Yeah.
Oh, so the next single title Facebook page is We Do Tires. It's all it says.
Yeah.
Is We Do Tires. And you run it for like 3 weeks in a row, yeah. As redundant as it may sound, but you may crash through someone who doesn't have to call and say, do you repair tires? But remember, what I continue to understand about the consumer is they ask this question, you know, this is what's wrong and how much. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to say, do you do tires? Instead of, hey, I need tires. Mm-hmm. Because they don't want to put any pressure on you. Hey, do you do tires? They knew you did tires. Yeah. I'll bet you they knew you did tires. And that was the only way they could start the conversation with you.
This is true. I never thought about it from that side, Carm, is that it's easier to ask a, hey, could you, instead of I need question from a consumer point of view.
Yeah. Part of our nature is we don't want to create a negative environment. So we coyishly ask questions of people. Mm-hmm. You do tires? Mm-hmm. Think you do. In the back of their mind, she knows you do, but she wasn't 100% perfect. Did she ever read that once, or was it the shop down the road? Mm-hmm. You do tires. Mm-hmm. When I think back to when I was your age, and I'm not saying that I'm old, but you react different, in my opinion, when you're younger. And I don't mean to say that youth is an issue. I don't. But I want to go back and look at the decades of my youth when I had red curly hair. No, sorry. I reacted to things differently. And now all of a sudden I look back and I said, wow, I was a real A. And that was stupid. And why did I do that? And every once in a while, I say, look at the maturing and the growing process that I had and the level of confidence that I had to be able to accept the fact that, what do you mean you didn't know we did tires? Yeah. You're almost scolding someone instead. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What can I do for you? And you end up getting a different tone, it seems, the older you get.
Maybe she had called another shop and they kind of gave her, yeah. Wasn't very confident.
Yeah.
You think about going to a restaurant. They have fish fries every day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll still call and say, do you have fish fries? Just to confirm. And maybe it was something she just wanted to confirm, hear your response, hear you say, oh, of course, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What do you need? To be able to have the confidence, okay, I'm gonna take my vehicle to Candace.
Yeah, and to be clear, I didn't tell her any of that. I didn't say.
You're just telling me.
Oh my gosh, how do you not know that I don't do tires?
Well, okay, you're just telling me your reaction.
Yes,
inside, not outside.
Inside, that was internal conversation.
And trust me, I wasn't doing any kind of lecturing. Trust me, I wasn't. I was having an open dialogue about it. Is the town of Wakini noted for any special kind of food?
No, but it is the Christmas city of the High Plains.
Really?
Yes, it is.
And why is that?
It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving every year. They have a 50-foot tree that is constructed out of live greenery that they bring in from Colorado that they put literally in the center of Main Street at the two crossroads of Main and Russell. There's a giant hole in the ground right there that they plant this huge 50-foot tall trunk, if you will. It's made out of steel, and then they construct this tree that's all live greenery, and they decorate it. This year was the 70th. This year was the 70th. Last year, the 2021 was the 70th lighting of the Christmas city of the High Plains.
New York City, Rockefeller tree, watch out.
Oh yeah, not at all. Nothing in comparison to what we do in Waukini, Kansas. And it's like, somebody told me, it's like Whoville, because we all stand around the tree and we sing Christmas carols. And I mean, we shut down the whole downtown. Seriously, Whoville. It was the best description I'd ever heard.
Well, the reason that I asked about food is here my daughter is talking to you about fish fries. And I'm thinking, couldn't you pick a kind of food that would be more acceptable or general? And she's saying, where'd Tracy come up with this fish fry?
Well,
I know.
Because I really did call asking. I was hankering for a fish fry with my boyfriend Garrett. I called three places, and they were out of them.
Oh, no.
So here's the deal. In Buffalo, New York, Friday night's fish fry night. I mean,
really?
Everybody goes out and has deep fried haddock or, I'm not sure, cod or perch, and you could get it broiled and buttered and Cajuned. Every restaurant is
really
full to the gills every Friday night in Buffalo, New York. And so that's why I asked you about the food, because Tracy, you know, the audience in Alaska is going to say, what's this fish fry thing? We eat seal, you know, I don't know. But of course, we're from Buffalo, so what are we famous for?
Yeah. Wings.
Wings. Bingo.
I saw you had to send Sherry some wings.
We sent Sherry wings. Well, here's the deal. Last year, Kansas City and Buffalo played in the playoffs, and I had told Sherry, I think I sent her an email, and I says, I'm up for a wager. Are you? Mm-hmm. And she never got back to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it never happened. And finally, the day after, she goes, damn it, I missed this. We've been so busy. And I says, next year, believe it or not, right, we play again.
Yeah.
So I was I rustled it up and I says, listen, I'm going to take the wager again. Win or lose, though, I'm going to send you, what did we send, a bucket, sir?
Yeah, Lenovo. Shout out Lenovo Wings. You can just order online, send it right to Kansas.
Yeah, and that's we did that.
That's wonderful. No, out there in Western Kansas, there's not anything that they're really known for. It was settled by Volga Germans, so there's a lot of, they call it galushkis and goulash and
beer rocks.
That's the one I was trying to think of, and stuff like that is what, you know, the older generation, that's what they, when you go to the big dinners and stuff, that's what they have.
It's fascinating to go to cities, you know, maybe we should start doing a favorite food thing on the show, because isn't that a cool idea?
Yes.
Only because the audience learns so much from what we do, and why not occasionally just do a minute segment about what's the town's food, who's settled, and you know what's so unique about your town.
We could be an encyclopedia for people visiting other cities.
Yeah. There you
go. Where should I go? Listen to Carmen Tracy.
We'll set you up.
It would be so cool. We're always on this, how could we push what we do a little further down the road and bring greater excitement? Jesse, you have totally taken over the conversation in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm running away with it, man. That's just what I do sometimes.
Perfect answer, by the way. How's my hair look?
Perfect.
Oh, man. We're going to have a tough time editing this, I'll tell you that. What do you think, audience, of where we are so far? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, what kind of diagnostic challenges or any mechanical challenges are coming into the shop, Jesse?
They're all a challenge. I'm kind of learning again. I stepped away when I graduated in 2001 and come back in 17. So I've been taking over the diagnostics, and it's a little bit challenging for me learning it all over again.
Good classes you're going to here?
We take the classes here, and some of it you pick up and retain, and others you don't. But that's when it's good to have our other tech here, because he's going to pick up on things that I don't pick up on, and then we can split it in the middle and learn from each other as well.
Are you going to different classes both?
Sometimes, and sometimes we're taking the same. It just kind of depends on what we found that fit our fancy for that day.
And so you went over the list, sat down with him, and he said, you probably said, pick what you want to go to. Then you pick what you wanted to go to. You either agreed or disagreed with what his choices were, because you know what he needs to develop, right?
Right.
And then ultimately, 3 days, 4 days of training, amazing stuff.
Yeah. And then we sat down with the other shop groups, and we talked with them about that as too. So
you're with Rick White, 180 yes. Biz, as a coach.
Yep.
Small shop. Great coach, and the beauty of it is there's an awful ton of Rick's clients here, right?
There are.
Did Rick have a class? I think Rick did. Rick teach
yes,
you?
He did teach a class yesterday. Yep.
So here you are with all these people with a common denominator, and that is you're in Rick's coaching group or a 20 group with him, and just to meet face to face and just to discuss business, the camaraderie that exists in the peer group makes the dialogue happen so much faster.
Yeah, it's much easier to have those conversations sitting at lunch with them, you know, and go, hey, we were in that class together. Do you remember when he said this? What do you think about that? And they're from all over the country. I mean, there's a shop from Indiana, Virginia Beach, Nebraska, Missouri. We're from Kansas. You know, there's several other markets. They're from larger markets. We're from a pretty small market. But one of the other shops, his advisor walk up and say, hey, I heard this in class and I think it's really good and we need to use it. And he went, I like it. Thanks for coming to me. But it's those sorts of things that you get to watch and go, okay, I'm glad they do that because that's what we do. And it's, even if some of the stuff that you come here and learn is review, to me, I told Jesse, it's really nice to come and get the, hey, I do that and I'm supposed to. You know what I mean? Just that moment where it's like, hey, other successful shops do that, and I'm supposed to. That's what I'm supposed to do, and I do it, too. And that is really great. There's always something that you're going to get out of those conversations and those tidbits. You know, hey, we do this, but we do it just a little bit differently, and it works really good. Mm-hmm. And you take it back and you try it, and it may not work really good in your market, but you can try it and see what happens. And being able to have those conversations in person, sitting next to somebody, having an ice cold beverage is amazing.
Ice cold beverage, I like
ice
that.
Ice cold beverage.
Very good. Latest piece of equipment you bought, Jesse?
Today, we bought, it goes on the end of your quarter inch ratchet, and it's a drill bit set. the 90 degree angle drill, it shortens it up by about 4 inches. So
oh,
you
nice.
Can get into tighter spots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. What a great tool. Just it's a hand tool. Mm-hmm. Did yeah. you buy any big, ever buy recently a big yeah. expensive piece of anything?
Yeah.
You got it all, right?
Yeah. No.
We've had breakdowns this year, so yeah. we're replacing.
Oh.
We got the Altel Ultra mm-hmm. here in January. Mm-hmm. We bought a new 10K lift, rotary 10K lift mm-hmm. in January. And then we bought a coolant flush machine.
From Petra.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Obviously, yeah, the 10K, because there's a lot of truck business in the country,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. There's a lot of heavy bale beds and, you know, extended cab pickups and a lot of that stuff that you have to have that kind of equipment to work on it safely.
Do you ever get called out in the field?
Not very often. We try to stay away from service calls. Occasionally, we'll have somebody where we'll go pick it up, or maybe I think if it's not going to be so bad, a mouse chewed wire or something where I can help them out.
But yeah.
for the most part, we try to have it towed into the shop because, well, I don't like working in the cold.
So, Candace, if vision is your happy place, mm-hmm. and it only happens once a year.
I know.
What else do you do to be happy?
Well, those two littles that I talked about earlier sure are a help with that. And like being in the group with Rick, being able to do those study things, those meetings with everybody and learning that way is good. But no, we have the two kids. My parents live out in the country. My grandpa
lives
in
the
lands.
Wait a minute, whoa,
lands.
Stop, time out.
Yeah, the real country.
The
farm.
Real country, Carm.
Well, there's a real country on top of what you are
there's another level of country? There is another level of country.
Wow.
So they live out like isolated, like 2 miles away is their closest neighbor. We call it the farm, but we don't farm and we don't have cows or anything that are ourselves, but because it is isolated out in the country, rural, more rural than the no stoplight town.
There's a reason that I asked, because I thought she lived in the country until I found out that she didn't. But I remember in episode Aftermarket Weekly 083, you said, how long do you have to drive to get to a Target?
4 hours.
And how far to get to a Walmart?
45 minutes.
What about Amazon Prime? Do they...
They don't deliver.
Do they deliver?
Oh, no.
Not like a daily thing, no. Like, it's UPS. Like, everybody's like, oh, I'll have that there tomorrow. I'm like, no, you won't. They're like, no, we'll put it on overnight delivery. And I'm like, doesn't matter. I won't have it tomorrow.
Standard answer.
Doesn't matter.
Standard answer. You'll yes. have it tomorrow.
Nope.
And that's the standard reply.
Yeah. Nope. Not going to happen. Unless you're going to physically drive it here yourself, it won't be here tomorrow.
too much fun. I mean, this is a blast, Trace.
Yeah. It really was. I mean, we had so much fun with you guys.
You
were on with Rick White doing mm-hmm. the Town Hall Academy mm-hmm. on stress and anxiety.
Yep. Yep.
And then after the show wrapped up, we were talking immediately. Oh my gosh, they're so great. We got to have them on the Aftermarket Weekly. Like, we got to do it. So we had you guys on. It's just always so fun.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
The stress and anxiety part that I found out is that you probably have it all, Jess, and Candace doesn't have any.
I don't know about
she
that.
Doesn't have any anxiety at all. I'm just standing here chattering my teeth away. My goodness, what's going to happen next?
Oh, this was just too much fun. Salt of the earth of our industry, Candace and Jesse Buten-Mueller, TJ's Alignment and Repair from Wakini, Kansas, all alone in themselves in the country, I found out, not. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
Carm.
You.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.